Thank you, ladies. Nahum is considered one of the minor prophets in the Bible. He preached during the same time that other prophets, like Zephaniah and Jeremiah, were active. In the book of Nahum, there is a sentence which states, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in a day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust him." In this one single sentence, he is telling us three things. One, that God is good. Two, that God is a stronghold in a day of trouble. That God is dependable. And third, that he knoweth them that trust him. That he will respond to you if only you would trust him. In our study of divine science, we learn that like produces like. That is what Jesus was trying to explain to Nicodemus when he said that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that born of spirit is spirit. Roses will beget roses, and sheep will beget sheep. You know, like begets like. All things reproduce after their kind. Within the seed is the awareness of what it is. Our awareness of being is what we express out here in the world. Our awareness of life goes before us, preparing our experiences according to our beliefs. It is our awareness of life, it is our consciousness, which does the works that the human mind believes it is doing. Our consciousness will command into expression what we inwardly believe is true. Our consciousness is the Father within, which doeth the works. As in consciousness, so in manifestation. Jesus said, "If a son asks for bread, his father will not give him a stone. If the son believes in bread, his consciousness will not bring forth anything less than bread." Consciousness is always expressing what is in mind. The Father within will always respond. A child of God, as a child of God, God is with you at all times and in all places. And he is always saying, "I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I have been with you from the very beginning." Until man knows that God is within him and that God's very presence indwells his soul, his outer life will not reflect the joy and the happiness for which it was meant. Man received from his inspiration his good. And this is why man is counseled to be still, so that he can know and experience God. God reveals himself to man only when he is still and the intellect is quiet. The intellect is constantly voicing human opinions. It is the intellect which tells you that you are a failure. It is the intellect that tells you that you are going to be sick. It is the intellect that tells you, "Look at our world. Your God has abandoned you." It is our intellect that tells you there is no God. God has never left you. God is omnipresent. God is here. God is in you and with you. When the intellect becomes still and the soul is quiet and receptive, the intuitive prompting comes through. The voice of inspiration takes over, and you are at peace. For as the prophet Nahum has told us, God is good, God is dependable, God will respond. "I have ways you know not of. I of myself do not heal, nor do I supply. I of mine own self do not bring harmony. Infinite intelligence knows just what to do. It knows when to do it, and it knows how to do it. It is the Father within which does the work. It is the consciousness which you are that sets into action all that you are experiencing right now, this very minute. You are totally surrounding yourself with your awareness of life. The greatest discovery of our day is contained in the realization that every human experience is entirely the result of every human thought. Human life is always a reflection of human thinking and human beliefs. Take a look at the world today, and you can see what the collective consciousness is thinking and what it is believing. The beauty of this discovery is that it can be proven. It can be demonstrated. Any knowledge of God that cannot be demonstrated is no knowledge at all. Prove me now, saith the Lord. And the word Lord in the scripture means the law of expression. The poet tells us, know ye that the Lord is God? The law of expression is good. It is he that hath made us, not we ourselves. We are the expressions of our consciousness. We are his people. We are the totality of our thoughts. God has given us the ability to bring into manifestation the totality of our beliefs. The only thing that is in your world is the embodiment of that which you believe. Your world is an exact picture of yourself. Over 2,000 years ago, Jesus came to tell us all of mankind, that he will reap exactly what he sows. What you plant in mind, you will harvest in your experience. The outer is an exact mirror of your inner state of consciousness. Year in and year out, we demonstrate our thoughts, we demonstrate our attitudes, and we demonstrate our beliefs. We all attract what we have conceived to be true in our minds. A young man was saying the other day that it was amazing how a girlfriend of his lives. He was saying that he visits her often because he likes her, but her house is a total mess. Her family is unpredictable and unstable, and everybody there always argues. He's very uncomfortable with the entire surroundings, but he likes her, and he doesn't want to lose the friendship. He then changed the subject, and he went on to talk about his parents. He could not understand why they stayed together as long as they had. They also argued constantly. They didn't care about their home, and they certainly didn't care about each other. He didn't like visiting them either, but he felt that it was his duty to do so. He then began talking about his place of employment. The people he worked with were inconsiderate. They were rude, and they were negative. They were also a little stupid. They only talked about their problems, but he needed the job, so he put up with it. And all of a sudden, he stopped talking, and he began crying. And he said, why am I being surrounded by all of this unpleasantness? No matter where I go, there is something unpleasant. Things always begin nicely, but before very long, everything becomes negative. I know that I'm not doing anything to promote it, but I also know that something unpleasant is going to develop, and it always does. These things just happen. They just appear. Divine love has given each and every one of us the ability to transform abstract thoughts into tangible appearances. These appearances take the form of the physical body, our employment, and our relationships. Everything that you can possibly experience is conceived in mind before it is clothed as an experience. The law which brings your demonstration is totally impersonal. It will not differentiate between health and sickness, harmony or disorder. The law of expression does not make decisions. You are always in control. In Genesis, we have the story of how things came about. And God said, let there be light. Let there be a firmament. Let the waters. Let the earth. When we use the word let, we are acknowledging an existence of something. The word let presupposes an existence. The world is filled with people who acknowledge an existence, and they exercise the power of the word let. They demonstrate the power every single day. We all know people who make the most magnificent and glorious demonstrations of illness and in harmony. The world is filled with people who make beautiful and constant demonstrations of failures. Everything they touch falls apart. You can identify some of them by their comments. The smog season is here. The mold season is here. The pollen season is here. Another day in the office, another headache. All of these people demonstrate the very thing they acknowledge and are preparing for. With total submission, they let happen what they feel is going to happen, what they believe is going to happen, what they know is going to happen. When they say, I am catching a cold, they are in the process of acknowledging in harmony, and they will let it happen. Our human thinking is so conditioned that we are catching something that we just let it happen. Do we let ourselves be healthy? Most of mankind works at staying healthy, but let themselves get sick because they believe it is contrary to their natural state. This is a beautiful lesson of the power of prayer, but in reverse. When we pray, we believe we already have received, and then we let it happen. It is the very same attitude, the same state of mind, the same receptivity that our prayers are answered, that we also let disease express in our body. There is no difference in the process. The law of expression, as I said, is impersonal. It will bless you with equal success and ease. Emphasize on the word ease. For those that catch things that they do not want, they did not have to work hard for it. For those that attract unpleasant conditions, no one worked hard for them. They simply let it happen. It is just as simple to demonstrate our good as it is to demonstrate limitation. Each and every one of us has a servant that goes before us, doing what it is told. Most of the world is not consciously aware of him. This servant is the law of expression, which is commanded by your awareness of being, by your consciousness. The Lord is your servant. Your consciousness, regardless of its quality, constructive or destructive, commands the law of expression to bring forth exactly what is there, without effort, without work, without even trying. There is no need to torment yourself, not to go through stressful situations, nor to worry for your good. The Christ Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, which means seek ye first the consciousness of total good. When the mental state of an individual is totally focused on his good, it will express good that will keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. God has given you the power. This power is the ability to select, to decide, to acknowledge, to believe, to know that you can bring into your world whatever your heart desires. The servant, the Lord thy God, will always respond according to your consciousness. The Lord thy God in the midst of you will do your bidding. Say the word, and ye shall be healed. Within you lies the only power that will ever affect you. Fill your mind with peace, and you will express peace. Fill your mind with love, and you will express love. Fill your mind with God, and you will express a blessing. There will not be room enough to contain it. Paul had a spiritual experience on the road to Damascus. He realized the experience of the omnipresence of the one mind, and with assurance told the world, "Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. You are love, let it express. You are harmony, let it express. You are a child of God, let His good into your life. God has never left you, nor will He ever forsake you. Trust the Lord thy God, and He will respond." As the prophet said, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in a day of trouble, and He will respond to those that trust Him." Shall we begin now to make this lesson practical? Will you please join me in our closing meditation? Please take a moment to get comfortable in your seat. Rest your feet flat on the floor and place your hands in a comfortable position in your lap or gently at your side. And just relax for a moment. Let your shoulders rest. Let your back rest. And just be still. And take in a deep breath and let that breath out slowly. And as we release our breath, we're letting go. We're letting go of all of the things that the world out there holds. We're letting go of anger and deceit and treachery, hatred, unkindness. We're letting go of our troubles, our aches and our pains. And we're letting go. Letting go and making room for God to be in us and with us. Be still. Be still and know that I am God. I am within you and I wait for you with open arms. Be still. Our Father speaks to us always. Even now, this very moment, He is speaking. And I must ask myself, am I listening? Am I truly listening? Our Father has given us ears to hear, and He has given us eyes to see. But am I hearing? And am I seeing? Let me close my human ears and my human eyes, and let me allow my spiritual ears and eyes to be open to the truth. Let me read between the lines and discern the hidden meaning in all that is. Let the veil be lifted from my eyes, that I may see beyond the film and past all appearances to the presence of God in all of creation. Let my human ears become deaf to the noise of the world and the clanging cymbals and the babble of voices clamoring to be heard. Let my spiritual ears be opened so that I may hear the word of God as He speaks to me, as He guides me, as He strengthens me, as He heals me and blesses me in all my ways. Father, I pray, let me be the one that receives the seed in good ground and heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit. For the blessing of spiritual perception and ears that hear and eyes that see rightly, and a heart that loves unconditionally. Almighty Father, I give you thanks. Amen. The Lord blesses you and keeps you. He causes his light to shine upon you. He is gracious unto you. He lifts your consciousness, and he gives you his infinite, eternal, and unconditional love, his peace, his joy, and all of his goodness. Amen.